this young lady out of Tampa, Florida.
Oh, she's one of our own. Okay.
Well, she's a social media star, and she had a semi-nervous breakdown after her Instagram account was taken down.
So if you don't know how Instagram influencers work, if you have over a certain number of followers, companies will pay you money, a lot of money, to say, here, post about this. We'll send you free product. Post about it on your Instagram. And that's how Instagram influencers make their money, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I keep getting messages like, hey, you can make 50 cents a post. Just
I keep getting it. Do you want to be our brand ambassador for different products? You know, I think that's how it is.
I don't know about that.
Although I have like 7 followers, but that's fine.
I just assume everything's spam.
If you want to follow me on Instagram and get me more followers,
oh my gosh. This is my girlfriend's favorite. She's like, oh my gosh, I just love Jill's videos. It's so funny.
Your girlfriend is one of the only people that views my Instagram stories. I love her.
I'm like, I can't tell Jill that. It's going to inflate her head. Look at her. Anyway, this girl, Jessie Taylor, posted a tearful video online now, sobbing because her Instagram account was taken down, and she's terrified of having the idea of having a 9-to-5 job.
So she doesn't want to work for real. She just wants to get free products and post about them. And so they deleted her account by accident. What'd she do?
Well, no, it's because people kept reporting it. Because they're like, she has 113,000 followers. And she says Instagram deleted her account because it was reported as spam by trolls. She's not cut out for work because she's worthless and brings nothing to the table. I'll let her tell you.
Okay.
Here.
Hey guys, so like my Instagram account got deleted and I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can and I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram and I'm randomly just recording this to put this in the video.
I'm randomly recording this.
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
People actually follow her? I wonder what she had on her Instagram that they followed her for.
I don't know, but dude, like, you cannot let this get that much of a hold of you.
You have to admit, though, it's pretty annoying when you follow somebody on Instagram and everything is, watch me open this box, watch me open this box, watch me open this box. And you're
I
like,
don't
no.
Judge my self-worth based on how many people like my Instagram or don't. Listen to this girl. Like, she got problems.
What some of you guys have to realize is I have no skills. I'm 20. $1,000 in debt from school, from college, so I can't even go to college if I wanted to.
All right. You're $20,000 in debt from student loans, but now you can't go to college? What do you do with that 20
exactly.
grand?
Exactly. Did you not use that to go to college? She shouldn't make her own resume either. She's like, I'm set up for nothing. I have no skills.
I used to work at McDonald's before I did YouTube, Instagram, before I had 100,000 followers, before I had everything in my life. I was a loser.
I was a loser, and then I had $100,000, and I was a winner, and then you deleted my page, and now I'm a loser again.
Like, I don't understand that mentality.
Leave Brittany alone!